Hey everyone, it's Coach Theo. Thanks for jumping in on today's podcast. An exciting discussion today when I share with you my evening and morning routines for top health and well-being. If you found us on Apple iTunes, thank you. And if you haven't, if you found us on our blog site, theoandamber.com, make sure you know that you can now follow our podcast on iTunes on the little app that's on your phone. And if you like it, please do us a huge favor and give us a good rating and share it. Today we're talking about a cool concept, and when I say top health and well-being, I'm not necessarily saying that what I do is best for you, but what I am saying is I think that everybody needs to hone in and polish up and master their evening routine, in my opinion. You'll hear me say more importantly, and then also your morning routine. So I want to share that with you today. I want to ask you, do you ever feel scattered throughout the day, unproductive, like you just can't get much done? Do you ever have things that you really want to do in life, but something always seems to take over your day? And do you feel like maybe it's chaos, it's busy, but it's not productive? Well, let me ask you this. Do you have a regimented morning routine? And most importantly, do you have a really strict, rigid evening routine? I wanted to share my routines with my coaches as part of some personal development. And then I decided I want to share this publicly because here's what I'm finding. It's one of those things that I assume that everybody does. But I'm finding more and more that most people I talk to don't. I often have conversations with people and they'll ask me stuff like, how do you read so much among your busy schedule? And I sometimes look at them kind of confused, like, what do you mean? Don't you read before you go to bed? Almost like I take it for granted. And then what I usually find out is people don't really know what they do before bed, before they go to sleep. It's usually it depends response, right? Like, I don't know, I watch TV, I catch up on laundry, I check my phone. It kind of varies. And I think it's an issue that I often talk about. Too many times people are just wandering. And so we kind of react to life, right? We wake up and we just react and we troubleshoot. And trust me, I know all about it. And same thing at night. We kind of just go through the rhythm, go through the motions. And so in the motivational world, it seems that a lot of people lately are sharing the power of habitual morning routines. I'm really big on both, but I think I'm even bigger on my evening routine because the evening routine sets your sleep up for success. And if you know me, I'm obsessed with sleep. There's so many benefits and it sets up everything else for success. So your evening routine sets up your sleep, which ultimately sets up your morning, which then sets up your entire day for success. And then you wrap it all up and you do it again. So I'm going to share with you my personal routines today. And let me say that they always evolve. If you were to ask me next year what I'm doing, I'm sure it's going to be slightly different than what I'm doing right now. What I'm doing right now is slightly different than what I did last year. I'm also going to share with you why I do what I do, because I think that's really important, because some of the things I used to not do because I didn't understand why. Do you ever have someone tell you, hey, this is good for you, and you hear it, but it doesn't really sink in? But then when you read and you study and you research why, that's when it all starts to make sense and you really get motivated to do it. So if you are not an audio learner and you like visuals, I'm going to post the pictures of my morning routines to give you the visual on my show notes at theoandamber.com, so you will be able to find those there as well. So let's talk this through. Let me start first with a fitness analogy that I often use when it comes to owning your day, owning your morning, owning your evening, and everything in between. And it's the analogy of mastering the pull-up, one of my favorite fitness moves, a humbling move. I think the most challenging move in fitness, the pull-up. Well, not everyone can do them, and not everyone can do a lot of them. So here's the progression. I always say if you want to master the pull-up, you got to get the top position down, the bottom position down, and everything in between will eventually take care of itself. So when you want to get stronger at a pull-up, you first start with hanging. Can you just hang from the bar, let's say at the top with your chin above the bar, as long as you can? And can you hang at the bottom? Just straight arms, hang on the bar, which is really hard. It looks a lot easier than it is, actually. Hang at the bottom. Master that. Build that up to 30 to 60 seconds. Can you then do negatives? And this is where you would hold at the top for a few seconds and then you would lower your body slowly. So you work on the top, you work on the bottom, then you work on holding it and lowering yourself slowly. And eventually what happens is everything in between will eventually take care of itself. And when you think about this visual of the pull-up progression, the exercise of training the pull-up in the gym, think of your days like this. If you own your evenings and you own your mornings, there are so many things that might take you off track during the day. But you start here, you start somewhere, and you start to regain back that control. And it's the small things that you do consistently and daily that are going to breed results. And then eventually, gradually, continually, everything in between starts to become, I think, more dictated by you. Trust me, there's always going to be days where you have to troubleshoot, where things come up that you weren't expecting. That happens all the time when you're an entrepreneur. But by at least taking control of your evenings and your mornings, you're going to see that you feel a little bit more productive, a lot healthier, and sooner than later are going to be able to start dictating your entire day. Dictating your day is really, really important, because what I always say is if you don't dictate your day, you know who will. And that's the devil, man. The enemy is trying to pull you off track and distract you and sidetrack you from all of your goals, everything that you want to accomplish, and you can't let him. We always say it's spiritual warfare, so you need to armor up and be ready. And that's why I always like to say it's like being a soldier. You got to be disciplined. You got to really be structured and rigid with some of the things in your life and stop letting them get out of your control. So let's do this. My favorite thing is to talk about evening routine. Let's talk about what I do in the evening first, why I do it. Then we'll talk about the morning. And then I think you're going to walk away with some great ideas. And again, what works for me may not work for you. You have to find what works for you. But I will share with you why a lot of these things are things that all of us have to do, because they're just healthy for the human body in general. So let's start with the evening routine. The evening routine starts about 3 to 4 hours before bed. And what I'm saying is it starts with, I like to stop eating by a certain time. My wife and I always have like the 7 p.m. rule. We love to stop eating by 7 p.m. It doesn't always happen. Sometimes we like to stop eating by 6 p.m. But we like to give ourselves 3 to 4 hours before we go to sleep. Not only is this good for the gut, and it's going to help let your digestion take care of itself. It takes time for food to digest, sometimes 4 to 5 hours for the whole process to be done. But it also is great for your brain clearance. And when I heard this, and I realized it wasn't just for the physicality, but also for your mentality, you know, this is the kind of stuff that like sparks me. And I'm like, oh, wow, see, I love this. It turns out that your brain needs blood flow to do what is called like a brain wash, to get all the toxins out. And so when your body is digesting food, all the blood is going to your stomach or your intestinal tract to digest that food. So by giving yourself 3 to 4 hours, you're now letting that blood get back into your brain, which your brain needs to clean it out. So it's like a brain clearance. So it's good to give yourself time, because then you're going to sleep a lot better. The other thing I like to do is stop technology at least 90 minutes before bed. Doesn't always happen, but really, really important. Stopping technology is not just good for your brain, but if you don't know this, it's actually good to help keep your circadian rhythm on track. If you're like me, I used to call that the Kirkadian rhythm when I didn't know what the heck that word was. But it's circadian rhythm, and that is like a 24-hour clock. And the circadian timing system, it's like a scheduled release of hormones. It helps to control your digestion, your immune system, your blood pressure, how your body uses or stores fat, your appetite, mental energy, among a lot other things. And so stopping technology is important, because there's this thing called blue light. And blue light is affecting our hormone levels, because basically our circadian rhythm says, hey, when it's dark, you go to sleep. When the sun comes up, it's time to rise. And it triggers certain hormone releases like cortisol. Well, if at night you're constantly exposing yourself to blue light, it's kind of telling your body you're still supposed to stay up. You're in alert mode. You're in awake mode. Rather than dimming those lights, making sure your body knows that the light's gone, it's time to rest up and get ready for bed. So your body, your circadian rhythm, can start releasing the hormones like melatonin. and it shuts down cortisol really early in the day because it knows it's time to rest and it's time to relax. Dopamine is released whenever you have these little triggers from checking social media, for example. If you get these little alerts, it releases dopamine, and these little alerts keep you up. You don't want that happening. So it's just a really important reason why you want to stop technology at least 90 minutes before you go to sleep. I know it's not easy. A lot of people I talk to have their phone in beds with them, checking text messages, checking social media. It's a really, really bad habit, and we have to try to break it. Same with TV. Hey, there's some nights I do love watching a show with my wife before we go to bed, but it's just being really conscious of it and understanding that the more you can get away from that and do other things, the better off you're going to be, the better your sleep is going to be, which is what we're aiming for. The evening routine is really to help us get quality sleep because it really sets everything else up for success. So, slow breathing techniques, another thing that I love to do now before I go to bed. 5 slow breaths in, 5 slow breaths out, maybe even for just 3 to 5 minutes. I can do this while I'm praying, which is another major action step that's a part of my morning routine. So I can combine these two things. But it brings you in a sense of presence, which is my key word for 2019, by the way. Presence, just being fully in tune and in the moment. It lowers your stressful state, puts you in a parasympathetic state that you really want to be in, lowers those stress levels, which is really, really important. Because so many times, if you're not paying attention, you're in a high stress state from all the chaos of the day. So slowing down your breathing, I've been paying attention to this all day, and I'll do this during prayer. I pray every night during my morning routine for about 6 to 12 minutes. Prayer is so powerful for my faith. Cool statistic, though, it actually will change the chemical makeup of your brain. So if you're a science geek like me, this is really cool stuff to understand. Not only are you getting closer to God, and you're listening to Him and what He wants you to do with your life, not only are you being thankful and showing gratitude for everything that happened in that day, not only are you praying for your loved ones like your wife and your kids and your family and people that are going through difficult times, you're taking it off of you, but you're actually changing the chemical makeup of your brain. Studies show that if you pray for just 6 to 12 minutes a day for a total of 12 weeks, I think it's 8 to 12 weeks, you will literally see that in brain scans, your brain changed. You become more positive, more focused, and most importantly, more loving. I always say prayer is not so much about trying to get answers from God, but it's about changing your heart so you can be more like Him. So we have stop eating 3 to 4 hours before bed, stop technology 90 minutes before bed, slow breathing techniques, 5 seconds in and out, intentional, dedicated prayer. And let's talk about reading. I read every night before I go to sleep. It is a game changer for me. One of my life goals is to always read one book at minimum a week. And I have that book sitting on my, my little desk next to my bed so that I see it every night when I go into bed. And I know it's just there. It's a habit. It's right in front of me. I pick it up. And guys, let me say this. The evening routine, I'm not including bedtime with my kids and obviously important connection time with my wife. Those are like just givens. I mean, that happens every night. Bedtime with my kids, reading with them, praying with them, hanging out with them before bed, and talk time and connection time with my wife. Those are just like non-essentials. They just happen. I'm not including that when I'm talking about my evening routine right now. So this is like after everything, after those things are done, and I'm focusing on my little regimen. Reading a book every night before I go to sleep, really important. Changes your subconscious mind. Literally changes your subconscious mind. What you read before you fall asleep is doing a lot of powerful things in your brain while you sleep. So I just find that it's really, really powerful. And then guess what? It actually helps you fall asleep, which is really cool and really important. Supplements. Oh wait, actually before supplements, I want that to be the last thing because that should always be the last resort. I always like to write out my 2 main things that I have to do tomorrow and what I consider like a win from today. So I like to wrap up the day in my head and say, what were the 2 main things? Did I get them done? Awesome. It's just good to celebrate the wins. And then what are the 2 main things that I have to do tomorrow? I want them out of my head. And it's really important to write them down. So I love to write things out too before I go to sleep. So write those out so you're not thinking about them. How many times do you worry about things? And it's just in your brain. It wake you up in the middle of the night. Get it out of your brain. Write it down. You'll take care of it tomorrow after the morning routine. All right, after those things, though, let me talk about supplements real quick. CBD. CBD from our brand, Clean Remedies. CBD oil is a huge thing right now. And for whatever you think, maybe you're skeptical of it. So was I at first. You think it's marijuana. It's not marijuana. The benefits are unreal. And so I take it every night before I go to sleep. Anti-inflammation, great for digestion and just helping me get deep quality sleep. If you don't know anything about it, I really encourage you to read about it. It's coming from a pure plant. Ours comes from a farm, organic in Oregon. Nothing but solid ingredients. And it is unreal what it's done for my sleep. And so I actually can't go to sleep without it. I want to make a mention about magnesium because I'm testing it right now. I'm not sold. But most studies show that 80% of the human population is deficient. And that this could possibly be the number one deficiency for all humans. Magnesium. There's different kinds. There's citrate. There's stearate. I have a spray that I'm testing right now. Supposedly topical magnesium spray on your skin, rubbing it in before night, right around your heart area, stomach area, is the best way to absorb it 100%. I'm testing it, but I'm not completely sold. So I will let you know further down the road if I actually find that it's working. Again, my CBD, I feel like, is so powerful with getting just a quality 6 to 8 hours without even waking up. And if you do wake up, it helps put you right back to sleep, which is just so good. It's just quality deep sleep. So I'm wondering if maybe I don't need to mix anything else with it. So magnesium is something that I encourage you to check out. Now, sleep. Why do I love the morning or the evening routine? It's because sleep, 8 or more hours, is conclusive time and time again that we all need it. And it's getting everything to work in alignment for what our human body needs. Our hormones get released. Our digestion works better. Our stress levels go down. Our muscles repair. Our brain gets to do everything that it needs to do to fully function at its best. And here's what I would say. Before you freak out about working out, before you freak out about nutrition, you got to get the sleep down. Because the sleep affects the nutrition and it affects the workouts. When you have energy, when your appetite is in check, you're going to have more control over what you eat. And when you have energy and you feel rested, you're going to have a much better workout because your muscles recovered and they're rebuilding during sleep when they're supposed to. So that's why I love to focus on the evening routine, because your sleep sets up everything else for success. So now we move into the morning routine. So that was the evening routine. Stop eating 3 to 4 hours before bed. Stop tech 90 minutes before bed. Slow breathing techniques, prayer, reading, writing out your 2 main wins for today and the 2 things you have to accomplish tomorrow. Reading before you go to bed. CBD oil, one of my game changers, and possibly magnesium. Now we talk about the morning routine. All right, really important here. You get up, and what is the first thing you do? Do you just react to the day? You just get up and start wandering aimlessly, start checking your phone, start checking your email, start kind of getting caught up in laundry and house errands and to-dos and errands that you have to do that day and dishes. Do you kind of just flow and not stop and get yourself ready first? So look, we always say it's not about us, but there's another piece to that. It starts with us. And so I'm really big on being proactive, taking initiative, and being intentional about how you start your morning off. And so the morning routine, before you even get out of that room, there's some things you have to do. And one of the things I do when I first wake up is, again, I start my day now with prayer. So again, either sitting straight up before I even get out of bed or on my knees, prayer, 6 to 12 minutes. I go through a whole thing that I repeat in my head. I call it my personal credo, my intentional, meaningful prayer. And I recite things that I need to say to help just connect certain things in my brain about self-confidence, self-courage, gratitude for everything that God has given me and what he's about to give me throughout the day. And just having him, like surrendering to him, show me what to do today. I always say, I have no idea what I'm doing. I need help making decisions. I need guidance. I fully surrender to you, Lord. And just let me love people the way you want me to love them, because I can get in the way. And I want to get out of it. So I start with prayer. And again, what I'm doing while I pray is I'm breathing. So I'm slowing down my breathing again. I found this to be so powerful in the morning too. Really taking you into a calm state. I've actually seen a huge benefit in my cardio endurance and my workouts from it. So putting myself in that low stress state, because I know I'm going to be in performance mode a lot during the day for what I do with my life in this career. All right, so prayer, breathing, and then warm water with lemon in it. Warm water with lemon in it. Great to start off and kickstart that digestion to balance out your like alkaline levels, and it activates the brain. Warm water activates the brain. So I flush my vitamins down with that warm lemon water. So I start my days with my multivitamins, and if I want to take some BCAAs or glutamine because I'm about to work out, really important, because if you have deficiencies, which is a whole nother topic, you got to identify them. And sometimes you need supplements to help with those deficiencies. Always got to get it from food sources as much as possible first. But sometimes vitamins, supplements can be really, really powerful. It kind of amps up your day, especially if you get to start your morning off with some physical movement, some working out, because now you're amped up, man. You are ready to go. You get a great hour, whatever it is, 30 minutes of working out. Fitness is really, really important. It's the pathway to neurological development. It releases endorphins. It gives you that sense of accomplishment, and you start your day off already with a victory. It releases dopamine. But what I said earlier was fitness is important. But again, stop stressing out about the workouts. Let's start mastering your sleep and your nutrition and reducing stress. Let the workouts be the fun part of an awesome health and fit and well-being lifestyle. And then what I usually do is I again start my morning routine off with reading, writing, or listening. So it could be one, two, or all three of them. I want to read something, and if I didn't have time to read something, or maybe it was time to write something, I will write out in my journal, or maybe it was time to listen to a podcast or to listen to a sermon or to watch a sermon. But I always usually start my morning. You might think I'm a freak, but if I'm driving or if I'm working out, if I have any downtime, or even when I'm not, like I would say it's not downtime, but it's just like a time where I can fill it with something productive. Like I said, during workouts now, I like to just listen to something because it's a way to do a double duty, you know, a double whammy. I'm probably doing it once or twice a day, podcast or sermon a day on top of reading books. And then I create inspiration. So to finish out my morning routine, I call it create inspiration. I need to create something to get it off of me. What can I do today to encourage or motivate someone else, whether it's my coaches or my members at this gym? Just put something on social media in general. I just like to create something. It gets it off of me. It's just something about my personality. I love to do it to inspire other people. So morning routine wrap up, prayer, slow breathing again, warm water with lemon, dousing down those vitamins. I'm reading, writing, listening, or doing all three. I'm doing some type of physical movement, usually 5 to 6 days a week, guaranteed. One day is usually a complete day of rest. And then I'm creating some type of inspiration for other people to get it off me. So those are my secret tactics for my evening routine and morning routine. And I'm sure you guys have some great stuff, and I can't wait to learn from you. And like I said, it's always getting better. But I really believe that if you can take time to own your evening routine and own your morning routine, that's basically 14 hours of your day that you get to control and help prepare you to get after it the remaining 10 hours of the day. If you really think about it and you start your evening routine at 6 to 7 p.m. at night, and then you have a great night of sleep, and then you get your morning started off right at maybe 5:30 or 6 a.m. By the way, ideally, I love to sleep from 10 to 6. That's my favorite, is from 10 to 6. But if you own, that's about 12 to 14 hours that you're owning. And it's going to help you take care of the rest of that 10. Even if right now, that 10 is chaotic. Pretty soon, I'm telling you, it's hard to even explain sometimes. It's one of those things that it just doesn't make sense. And you're like, Theo, really? Is it that simple? I'm going to tell you what. It's the little things that always make a big difference. And it's the little things that you do consistently, day in and day out, relentlessly, that help you pursue greatness. Because over time, that's what life is about. It's about making progress every single day. And it's a process. But I will say that over time, you will see that you will end up feeling so much better during your days. Your mindset will be set off right. Your heart's going to be in the right place. And physically, you're going to feel phenomenal to tackle the things that get thrown at you, the things that you have to accomplish, and just enjoy all the people and the moments in your life. So that's my morning and evening routine. Check out TheoandAmber.com for the show notes if you want a visual of me actually writing those things out. Thank you for staying with me for that whole 25 minutes. It means a lot if you're still tuned in and listening. If you got something today, make sure you guys share it, because like I said, not many people do this, and it's really, really important. I'm sure if it hit you, it's going to hit someone else. So thanks again. Remember, it's not about us, but it starts with us. Own your morning and evening today, and it may just be an absolute game changer for you and everyone in your life. God bless you guys, and have a fantastic day.